The message you're about to listen to is from the altar of Impact House International Church. Stay blessed as you listen.
This morning I'll be speaking briefly before we go into the Thanksgiving this morning on your prayer and your Thanksgiving. Unveiling the connection between your prayer and your Thanksgiving. Your prayer and your Thanksgiving. Open your Bibles with me, beloved, to Luke chapter 18, verse 1. Luke chapter 18, verse 1 and Psalms 100, verse 4. Luke 18, verse 1, and he spoke a parable unto them to this end, that men always ought to pray and not to faint. Also in Psalms 100, verse 4, he says, enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. May the Lord bless the reading of his word in Jesus' name. There is a connection between your prayer life and your thanksgiving life. There is a direct connection between your prayer life and your thanksgiving life. You cannot be prayerful and not be thankful. And you cannot become, and when you become thankful, you will eventually become prayerful. Every prayerful person is a grateful person. Every thankful person is expected to also be a prayerful person. Now, what is prayer? Prayer is the making of requests to God for specific desires. The making of requests to heaven, to God, for specific desires. Number two, what is prayer? Prayer is communication with God, which results in the release of miracles, signs, and wonders. Number one, I said prayer is communication with God. Number one, I said prayer is making requests to God for specific desires. Number two, I said prayer is communication with God, which results in the release. Somebody say release. Can I hear you say release? Which results in the release of miracles, signs, and wonders. Our God is a God that likes to release miracles to us. He likes to release signs and wonders to us. And this comes on the platform of prayer. Well, then what is Thanksgiving? Thanksgiving is an expression of gratitude and appreciation to God for prayers answered. Thanksgiving is expression of gratitude, expression of appreciation to God for the prayers he has answered. And this day, God will answer more of your prayers in Jesus' name. I say, God, we answer more of your prayers in Jesus' name. To be prayerful without being thankful is not right. To be thankful and never be into prayers also is not completely right also. So the two work together. What is the connection between prayer and thanksgiving? The connection between prayer and thanksgiving. Number one, connection between prayer and thanksgiving is that prayer and thanksgiving are Siamese twins that cannot be separated. Prayer and thanksgiving are Siamese twins. They are joined together. They are stuck together. They are glued together. You can't separate the two of them. You can't separate prayer from thanksgiving. You can't separate thanksgiving from prayer. Number two, connection between prayer and thanksgiving is that thanksgiving makes prayer presentable. Thanksgiving is what makes you to be able to present prayer. You don't just go to God and present your prayer without first saying thank you to him for what he has done in 2019, for what he has done since the year started. If you are wise, it is your thanksgiving that makes your prayer to be presentable. If you are a person that God has done something for and you want to ask him for more, the first thing, the wise thing to do is to first go back to him and say, thank you. Thank you for this. Thank you for that. Thank you for this. It makes it present. Number three, what is the connection between prayer and thanksgiving? Thanksgiving makes prayer acceptable. The first one, I said, thanksgiving makes prayer presentable. That is, you are presenting it. Hello. Is somebody getting it this morning? Now, it is thanksgiving that makes your prayer to be acceptable for God to say, oh yeah, bring that thanksgiving. Bring that prayer. Let me answer it. It is thanksgiving that makes it possible. If you did not thank him, he will not be able to really accept that prayer. He will reject the prayer. God will never reject your prayer. I say, God will never reject your prayer. I say, God will never reject your prayer. So there is a direct connection between your gratefulness to God and God's faithfulness to you. The more grateful you are to him, the more he's faithful to you. The more grateful you are to him, the more he's faithful to you. The more grateful you are to him, the more he's faithful to you. Number four, what is the connection between prayer and thanksgiving? Thanksgiving is what makes answers to your prayers possible. It's a step. It's step by step. The first one I talked about, they being Siamese twins. Number one. Number two, I talked about they being, your prayer is presentable through thanksgiving. Number three, I said your prayer is acceptable through thanksgiving. And number four, I said your thanksgiving is what makes answers possible. In the dead of the night yesterday, while I was praying, the Lord spoke to me. I've never heard this anywhere, and I just wrote it down this exact way that he gave it to me. And he said, thanksgiving makes prayer receiving possible. Thanksgiving makes prayer receiving. Your thanksgiving, your giving of thanks to God is what makes your answers to your prayers possible. Did you get that? Hello? I want to feel a feedback this morning. Did you get what I just said? Giving of thanks to God. Thanksgiving. And I quoted the giving. Thanksgiving to God is what makes prayer answered. The answer to your prayer receivable by you. So it shows me that life is about giving and receiving. Galatians chapter 6 verse 7. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatever a man sweat, that shall he also reap. If you are not ready to give the thanks, God is not ready to give the answer. If you are not ready to be grateful, he's not ready to be faithful. Because some people will wonder, why is it that God does it? I've been praying for something for so long. I've fasted. I've done this. I've done that. I've done many, many things, and God is not answering this prayer. God is saying to you this morning, it is your thanksgiving that makes your fasting and your prayer acceptable to the extent that it results in him giving you something. He will give you something today. I say God will give you something today. Thanksgiving is what makes receiving of answers to your prayers possible. And if there's anything that you need in this year, 2020, via your thanksgiving, your prayers shall be answered with ease in the name of Jesus. I say your prayer shall be answered with ease in Jesus' name. Mark it. This year you are getting to a level whereby you will not even have so many prayer points. Because what you want to pray for December, he has already answered in January. Somebody say a big amen. Amen. What you are still looking at, maybe the July fasting, I will pray about it. Before July fasting, God has already answered you. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody say a big amen. Somebody say a big amen. Examples of people who engage in both thanksgiving and prayer. Examples. Example is one of the best teachers. Students want to solve mathematical problems, further maths or mathematics itself, and you see an example. Am I right? Once you see an example and you see how it is solved, you can easily solve your own mathematical problems. And I'll be showing you these examples, few of them this morning, because I want to try to walk within the time. Now, number one example is Abraham, our father Abraham. Abraham was a man of prayer. He was given to prayer in Genesis 19, verse 27. Genesis 19, 27. And Abraham got up early in the morning to the place where he stood with the Lord. He stood before the Lord. He was a man given to prayer. He was like addicted to prayer. He went to the place where he stood before God. He has a regular place. Most of our pastors, I always tell them that when they are building a house, they should have a place in the house. And I thank God, our pastors that are building houses now and those that are still going to build, I keep telling them, you must have a place in your house where it's like a place where you meet with God. Where you meet with. And I also want to tell you all, as you begin to buy your houses and build your new houses, have a place where you meet with the Lord. Have a place. It can be in your room, in your own room. You just carve out a place. It will happen. It must happen. Let me hear you say a big amen. Let me hear you say a big amen. That was the kind of thing that Abraham did. He had a place where he meets with the Lord. He was addicted to prayer to the extent that God always hears his prayer. In Genesis chapter 20, I know you know the story very well, when they snatch his wife. You know the story very well. When that king snatched his wife, in Genesis 20 verse 17, the Bible says he prayed to God for King Ahimelech. He prayed to God, and Abraham prayed unto God, and God healed Abimelech and his wife and his maidservants and the birth children. I know you know the story very well. The king wanted to marry his wife, sent for Sarah and placed her in his own house that she's going to be his wife. He had not slept with her yet, but he was preparing to. He was still booting when God struck him and God said, "You are very, very stupid. You don't know who this man is. He's a prophet. You took his wife. You are doomed. Nobody in your house will have children again. Everybody in your house is cursed." He said, "Hey, I didn't know. God, I'm very sorry. I'm very sorry, sir. Please have mercy on me, sir." Then he ran to Abraham and said, "You didn't tell me that this. Well, you said this woman is your sister. Now, why are you doing this to me? You want to destroy me?" And as he prayed to God, God healed the house of Abimelech because of this man. He was a man of prayer. But this same Abraham was a man of thanksgiving. Somebody say a big amen. Amen. He was given to worship. He was addicted to worship. In Genesis 22 from verse 1, God wanted to test him. God wanted to tempt him and see him very well. And God said, "Your only son that you have, I want you to use him to worship me." In Genesis 22 verse 5, he took that son. The servants were, the Bible says, "And Abraham said unto the young men, abide ye here with the ass, and I and the lad, we go yonder and worship." He was addicted to worshiping God. He said, "All of you relax here. I'm coming. Me and this boy, we want to go." He traveled for 3 days to go and worship God at Mount Moriah. God told him specifically, "Go and worship me for 3 days." It's amazing today. Somebody's house is just 10 minutes from church and it's still late to church. 10 minutes from church by foot. If it's by car, it's 2 minutes. And it's still late. This man traveled for 3 days to go and worship God. He was given to thanking God. He was given to appreciating God. He was addicted. He was a man addicted to thanking God. And because of this, God surprised him. God made a way for him. God changed his life. Somebody is here today. God is going to change your life this month. As you begin to get used to thanking God, God is going to change your life this month. Amen. I didn't hear your loud amen. Amen. Abraham was a God praiser. That is why God never ceased to answer his prayer. He was a God praiser. He was a God glorifier. He was addicted to glorifying God. May that spirit come upon you today. May the spirit that makes you a God glorifier come into your spirit today. Did I hear somebody say a big amen? Amen. He was addicted to thanking God. And none of his prayer came to. He was a man that could negotiate with God. He said, "God, you can't kill these people. If you find 50 people, will you kill?" He said, "No. If you find this one, will you kill?" He said, "No." He went to 5. It was when he couldn't find 5. God said, "You see now, before God went to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah." I know you know the story very well. He was negotiating with God. He was having tête-à-tête with God. God will take you to that level. I say God will take you to that level. Let me hear somebody say a big amen. Let me hear somebody say a big amen. Number 2, example of those that glorify God is a lady called Anna. In 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 10. You know the story very well from verse 1. She was married to a man called Elkanah, and the man had two wives, and the woman didn't have children. Anna was trusting God for children. And then the other wife, Peninnah, was giving her problems, making fun of her. And in verse 10, 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 10, and she was in bitterness of soul and prayed unto the Lord and wept. She prayed and prayed and prayed. Verse 11, I'm going to verse all the way to verse 13. Thank you, Lord. And she sowed a vow and said, and she vowed a vow and said, O Lord of hosts, I will indeed, if thou will indeed look on the affliction of thy handmaiden and remember me, and not forget thy handmaiden, but will give unto thy handmaid a male child, then I will give him unto the Lord all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. Go on, please. And it came to pass as she continued praying, before she was a woman given to prayer. She was a woman given to an addiction for prayer before the Lord, that Eli marked. She prayed to the extent that the pastor noticed her among the others. Her prayer was not a psychedelic prayer. Her prayer was not a gentle prayer. She prayed like a mad woman. And Anna spoke in her heart. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. She was groaning. She was groaning in the spirit. Therefore, Eli, the pastor, said, this woman is drunk. She must have taken a little bit of alcohol. Or she put something inside Coke and she mixed it like it's Coke. And she was just drinking it. You know what I'm talking about. Then she said, no, servant of God, that's not what happened. I didn't do that. If you go to verse 17, and then the servant of God blessed her. And then God answered her prayer when she got back home. When she got back home again, what she has been doing all along before. She has been doing it a long time. Nothing happened. But as she did it, from verse 19, again, God answered her. God will answer you today. 1 Samuel chapter 1, verse 19. And he rose up in the morning early and worshipped before the Lord and returned and came to their house, to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Anna, his wife, and the Lord remembered her. God will remember you today. But what did this woman do? She was given to thanking God, to praying. And after praying, she was not only a prayer warrior, she was a praise warrior. In 1 Samuel chapter 2, verse 1 and 2, after God answered her, she went into intense appreciation. And Anna prayed and said, my heart rejoiced in the Lord. My horn is exalted. God will exalt your horn. Your horn shall be exalted today. Your horn shall be exalted today. My mouth is enlarged over my enemies because I rejoice in thy salvation. Verse 2. There is none holy as the Lord, for there is none beside thee, neither is there any rock like our God. There is no rock like our God. There is nobody like our God. There is nobody that can answer prayer like this. And that thanksgiving goes on from to verse 3 to verse 4, even to verse 7 and beyond. She was just grateful. And then she continued to be fruitful. God is going to do something in your life today. I say God is going to do something in your life today. Number 3 example is the example of David. David was a man of prayer, and is also a man of thanksgiving. In Psalm 55, verse 17, evening, morning, and noon will I pray. Evening, morning, and noon, I will pray unto God. I will pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice. I will cry aloud, he will hear my voice. Evening, morning, noon, I will pray, and God will hear my voice. And also this same man was a man of thanksgiving in 2 Samuel chapter 6, from verse 20 particularly. The Bible says he thanked God to the extent that his royal clothes fell off. His wife began to make fun of him. And David returned to bless his household. And Michal, the daughter of Saul, came out to meet David and said, how glorious was the king of Israel today, who uncovered himself today in the eyes of his handmaids. Of his servants, as one of the vain fellows, shamelessly. Can you see that? He said, you dance shamelessly. You praise God like a fool. You prostrate. before God like a nobody. He said, that is what has made me into somebody. God will turn you into somebody today. I'm sorry to say, I don't have any respect for anybody admitted any occasion worldwide who cannot thank God. I'm sorry to say this. And people are hearing me from all over the world now. I don't have any respect for anybody that cannot give God glory. Zero respect. Because the person we are talking about is a massive entity. It's not somebody that we just deal with as if we are dealing with our client, or maybe we are dealing with somebody that is we are sending message. It's a massive person. We must learn to always be grateful to him. And that was the kind of life that David lived. Go on, if you can. And David said unto Michal, it was before the Lord, which chose me before thy father, and before all his house, to appoint me ruler over the house of the Lord, over Israel. Therefore will I play before the Lord. He said, I will even do more. You have not seen anything. What have I done yet? What have I done? Is it because I knelt down? Is it because I prostrated? Is it because I lifted my hands up? What are you talking about? Who made me a king? Who made me a lawyer? Who made me a doctor? Who made me an engineer? Who made me a pastor? Who made me a married woman? Who gave me children? Who made me to have admission? There are many of my mates who don't have admission. And some are they have admission, but the admission is inside the hospital. They are admitted, but not inside the university. They are admitted on the sick bed with their leg hung up like this. What are you talking about? So relax all these things that I'm so good, I'm so beautiful, I'm so rich. It's because of the grace of God. It's because of the glory of God. Say, I will have mercy. On whom I will have mercy. I will have compassion. On whom I will have compassion. It's not of him that willeth, nor of him that runneth, not now, but of God that what? Showeth mercy. I mean, relax. 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 Or chillax. Anyone you like. Praise God. I said praise God. I said praise God. Let this habit of appreciating God enter your spirit. Let this habit of gratitude enter your heart. Once it enters, you have made it. Once it enters, you have made it. Once it enters, you have made it. I've never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his children begging for bread. I've never seen a God glorifier be a Lilliputian in life. You know a Lilliputian? A Lilliputian is somebody who is very short. Very short like this. I've never seen anybody who is praising God and who doesn't amount to something. It's a new day for you here today. It's a new day for you here today. Your horn shall be exalted this year in the name of Jesus. And God is going to take you higher in the name of Jesus. What are my counsel as I close this morning? What are my counsels as I close this morning? Counsel on a matter of prayer and thanksgiving. Number one, pray fervently, but thank God generously. Pray fervently, but thank God generously. Pray fervently. Pray without ceasing. Pray consistently. But thank God generously. Thank God buoyantly. Thank God bereketeously. Thank God massively. Number two counsel this morning, beloved, is make both prayer and thanksgiving a daily occurrence. Make it a daily occurrence. Make it a daily activity. Both prayer and thanksgiving. Both prayer and thanksgiving. Both prayer and thanksgiving. Make it a daily occurrence. Your day is not complete without this diet. Your day is not complete without this diet. Your day is not complete without prayer and thanksgiving. Number three, counsel on the issue of prayer and thanksgiving this morning is let thanksgiving start your prayer and end your prayer. Start your prayer with thanksgiving. end your prayer with thanksgiving. You read the story of Anna very well. That was what she did. Bible says she went to Shiloh like she normally does, and she had thanked God. Then at a point, her husband gave her offering for the program and gave her a double portion of everything that he gave the others, and she was crying. This one, that one, I need the child. And then all of a sudden, it dawned on her that God is only God that can do it. She ran to God in prayer, and God answered her, and then she continued. You know, the Bible is broken into chapters for easy understanding. 1 Samuel chapter 1 and 1 Samuel chapter 2, they are joined. They only cut it for understanding. I hope you understand what I'm saying. That thing that happened in 1 Samuel chapter 1, 1 Samuel chapter 2, it continues from there. She thanked God in earlier part of 1 Samuel chapter 1. At the middle, she cried to God. Ah, God, look at me. I need my settlement. I need my settlement. And then after she did that, Bible says, the servant of God told her, wipe your tears. It is done. After the servant of God told her, she believed. She left, went back home with her husband. And God did it. Then she came back again and started elogizing God. There will be a reason for testimony in your house this year. There will be a reason for you to testify this year. There will be a reason for you to testify this year. I said there will be a reason for you to testify this year. Did I hear you say a big amen? Did I hear you say a big amen? I know that there is no single person in this commission this year that will end this year empty-handed. Now, I said it. Now, under God and before God, I said it before God. He's hearing me, and you can hear me. There is no single person in this commission this year that will say he ended this year and he didn't get his request. Not one person will end this year empty-handed this year. Not one person will end this year frustrated this year. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Number four, counsel on the matter of prayer and thanksgiving is don't starve heaven of thanks at any point in time. Don't starve heaven of thanks. Don't starve heaven of thanks. You climbed an okada and you said, Father, I thank you. As I'm going, preserve me on this okada. When you get to your destination, you thank God again. That's how to do it. You are traveling from here to another location. You say, Father, I thank you for this opportunity. As I'm traveling, be with me. When you get to the location, you thank him for landing safely. That's how to do it. Don't starve heaven of thanksgiving for anything. Look at that beloved woman of God this morning that shared that testimony. And she said, even as a medical doctor, she understands that when the temperature of a child gets to a particular level, it can lead to all sorts of things, including convulsion. She said it here this morning. Now, she was taking care of other people's children. Her own child was at the point of death. And Jehovah himself intervened and stepped in, and she returned to thank God. That's how to live a good life. That's how to live a fulfilling life. All the days of your life, you and your children, it shall be peace of mind. Amen. I say, you and your children, it shall be peace of mind. Amen. You and your children, it shall be peace of mind. Amen. You will not need to spend money on drugs this year. Amen. I say, you will not need to spend your money on drugs this year. Amen. Somebody say a big amen. Amen. Somebody say a big amen. Amen. And lastly, counsel on the matter of prayer and thanksgiving is make both thanksgiving and prayer a compulsory activity. Make it compulsory daily. Make it compulsory in your family daily. Make it compulsory. It's not an option. Is breathing an option? Eh? It's not optional. Even eating, it's not an option. You fast at a point, you break. It's not an option. It's not an option. Breathing is not an option. So, thanking God for the breath is not optional. It's not optional. God is doing so much in our lives, and we can't thank him enough. We can't appreciate him enough. We can't exalt him enough. Something happened to me this week. I traveled and while I was, a hold up met us on the bridge towards Lagos, and it was already time for me to break my fast. So I decided to just get something small to eat, like a chips or something, and water. And it was as if I had never eaten chips in my life before. My stomach was just rumbling and tumbling and tumbling, and then everything was just upside down. And I said, I just looked at you. I said, God, you are a faithful God. This is the kind of thing that just happens to people. And inside the car, they just lose their life just like that. Inside the car, they are just so uncomfortable that their life is just lost. And I returned the glory to God because I noticed that his hand at a point touched that stomach and there was a calm. In your life, there will be a calm this week. In your life, there will be calm this week. Calmness this week. Somebody say a big amen. There will be every storm over your life shall be calm this week. It is when a person experiences just ordinary neck pain that you know that neck pain is not an easy thing. Neck pain. Then neck pain. Neck pain. Have you seen people that travel from here to Port Harcourt before? By the time they get there, they cannot move their neck like this again. You say, hello. Because their neck is stiff from just sleeping on a nerve in the neck. Small, small things. Sometimes, if we don't thank God for them, the devil can use it to suffer us. And all the days of your life, you will never suffer in life. I say, all the days of your life, you will never suffer in life. All the days of your life, you never suffer in life. Let your heart be a heart of gratitude. Let your heart be a heart of thankfulness. And you will never ever cease to experience answers to your prayers. That is, as you are asking, he's answering. The one you have not even said is answering. So shall it be in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Somebody say a big amen. Amen. Somebody say a big amen. Amen. Well, we're about to move forth into the Thanksgiving, but we must not go forth without first settling the issue of salvation. I believe personally that salvation is the key to elevation. That's my personal belief. Until one is saved, he's not safe. His life is not safe. It's not safe. And you are here this morning, all heads bowed and all eyes closed, and you are saying to me, Pastor, I want to benefit in the blessings of this morning. I don't want to go back the same. As I'm thanking God this morning, I want him to bless me.
Wow! I know you must have been blessed by this message. Please feel free to worship with us at Impact House International Church, Praise Tabernacle, along Pipeline Road, Ilorin. For more inquiries, you can call 081-086-788-78 or visit our website www.impacthouseinternationalchurch.org. I appreciate you.